Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very, very fortunate to have His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj to enlighten us on topic of Gaura Katha. Before Maharaj comes, we will be having given small introduction about Maharaj by Tiffany Mataji. Tiffany Mataji, please take over.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj is a disciple of ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and he is an initiating spiritual master within the ISKCON movement. Maharaj was born in New Jersey in 1947 and came into contact with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in Denver, Colorado at the age of 24. In 1973, he began practicing Krishna consciousness in New York City, and shortly thereafter began serving at the New Vrindavan Farm community in West Virginia. That same year, he received initiation from Srila Prabhupada. In 1986, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj accepted the sannyas order and began preaching in Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio. In 1995, he began serving as the resident sannyasi in Chicago, where he was based until 2013, when he relocated to Karlovac, Croatia. At present, Maharaj offers spiritual guidance around Europe, the USA, and in India. Hare Krishna. Nita Gandharvika.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much. Pause the recording because Maharaj is not there.
Can you put a verse up on the board?
Yes, Maharaj.
Do you have access to Chaitanya Bhagavat? It's by Braj Raj Press. It's that edition, multi-volume edition, Braj Raj Press, edition of Chaitanya Bhagavat, published in the year 1998 by Torchlight Publishing. Do you have that particular? Access?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I am not really sure. I just found something, but...
I just need the first verse from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's a purport in this particular edition, but if you don't have it, I'll read it from my edition and speak.
Is this the one, Maharaj?
That's Chaitanya Bhagavat, yeah, but I don't know if that's the same version.
I have no idea.
I'll be kind of the first one. The five verses that make up the Mangalacharan is the first one. Keep going down. Continue to go down here. You'll come to text number one. You should.
Is this the one?
That's the verse. Yeah, this is it. Okay, you got it. Very good. Omagyan timidandasya kinanjana jalakaya chaksu unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadammayam dadati svapadantikam. Nama om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami iti namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavari Vastyatyare Satarine Panchakalpa Tarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Ve Vajapatitanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namaha Namaha. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sunaudido Guru Daya Pushpam Vanto Chitta Sando Tamo Nudo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaur Bhaktavinoda. So this is by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is considered the father of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And this is text number one. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, Maharaj, we can hear you, Maharaj.
Okay, good. Ajanulambita bujo kanaka vadato sankirtanai papitaro kamalaya takso Vishwambaro Dwijabaro Vikadharma Palo Vande Jagatriya Karo Karuna Avataro. Translation: I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, who are inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of the living beings, the best of the brahmanas, the protectors of religious principles for this age, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. In this verse of the Mangalacharna, the forms of Gaur and Nityananda are described. They have long arms that stretch to their knees. Their complexions are like gold, and their eyes are like the petals of the lotus flower. So we know from the name, Lord Chaitanya is called Gaura Sundar. Gaura refers to color. Lord Chaitanya received his color, or you might say Krishna received his color from Srimati Radharani. When Krishna told Radharani that he was going to Advent to perform the most compassionate activities that ever been done by the Supreme Lord, by making available the process of bhakti, pure bhakti, to everyone and anyone without consideration of qualification, position, background, family. In other words, everyone has the opportunity in his age to perform devotional service, which wasn't done before Lord Chaitanya came. When Krishna was talking to Radharani, he also said that he will come in the form of her particular mood. When she heard that, she was a little concerned, quite shocked, and said, "Well, if you come in my mood, you will not be able to live. You will simply kill yourself in the ecstasy of love for yourself." And so she said, "Well, I'll do one thing. I'll give you my color, my golden color," because Radharani is called, she is Gaurangi, Angi, Gaura. Gaurangi refers to Radharani. So she is golden in complexion and her limbs are of that color. So she said to Krishna, "I will give you my color." So he is called Gauranga. Therefore, it says here, the complexions are like gold. Lord Nityananda's complexion is different than Lord Chaitanya's complexion. He has a gold complexion with a reddish hue that's permeated throughout the gold. If you go to Sridhar Mayapur, if you look onto the altar of the Panchatattva, very grand sizes of the Lord's appearance, you'll see that each of them are, they all have golden color, but the gold is slightly different in complexion. From two of them, have a complete golden complexion, and that is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Gadadhar. Gadadhar and Lord Chaitanya are pure golden color. Srivas, and please leave the verse up. Srivas and Advaitacharya have a whitish gold color, and Lord Nityananda has a reddish gold color. So this will be observed by devotees who take darshan. These two brothers have been described and adored as the inaugurators of the Sankirtan movement. So Sankirtan is the way to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age. Harinam Sankirtan, Krishna Barna Tusa Krishna, Sangopanga Suparshadam, Yagyai Sankirtanai Prayai, Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. So this verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes Lord Chaitanya, who is Tusa Krishna. He is Krishna, but he has a blackish, he has a golden color. Otherwise, Krishna is blackish. The word Krishna also means blackish. But here it's Tusa Krishna, which means he's not blackish. So he is of a different color, and that same Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya. And he comes with his weapons, his associates, his followers, like that. And what do? Sankirtanai, Sankirtanai, Yagyai, Sankirtanai, Prayai. They inaugurate the Sankirtan. Now, the word Sankirtan is interesting. The word Kirtan means to glorify the Lord. It comes from the word Kirti. Kirtan is the etymological root word of the word kirtan, which means fame. So to glorify the Lord means to spread the fame of the Lord. And san has two meanings also. San means together, when more than one person comes together to glorify the Lord. That is called sankirtan. Otherwise, it's just kirtan if one person is doing it. And then the word san also means complete. And so the word san refers to there is no more complete way or better way to glorify the Lord in this age than to perform sankirtan. All our pujas, all our homas, all our rituals, all our chanting of mantras, all our study of the shastras, all our giving in charity, all of our various types of austerities and penances we may perform, don't equal one drop of the benefit of those who perform Sankirtan. Because in this age, this is the way to worship the Lord, by Harinam Sankirtan. So they came not only to inaugurate the movement itself. In other words, they are the founders of the Sankirtan movement. Why do you keep changing around? I don't know what's going on here. Is there some problem or something? Just leave the verse up it is. I'm reading from it. These two brothers have been described as, yeah, and they're the protectors of religious principles of this age. So religious principles in this age are lost. People don't know what are real religious principles, and they concoct their own principles of religion. The real religious principles are to follow the law, the instructions of the Lord. So in this age, the religious principle is to glorify the Lord, to worship the Lord, and to follow some basic individual principles, such as refraining from certain sinful activities, which go on today as norm. So they protect religious principles, they maintain the living entities. Krishna is called Vishwambar, He means he maintains the entire universe. Lord Chaitanya is also given that name. That was his name at birth, Vishvambar. His mother gave him that name, Vishvambar. They gave him the name Nimai, and they gave him the name Vishvambar. Vishvambar means one who maintains the universe, and Nimai means one who was born underneath a neem tree. So we know that Lord Chaitanya appeared under a neem tree, so he received the name Nimai. The benefactors of the universe, the best of the Brahmanas, both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are coming from Brahmana backgrounds, and the most merciful of all incarnations, the O Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauda Tristena Maha. There's no more merciful manifestation of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna in this age than Lord Chaitanya, because he is giving so easily what people would have to perform for millions of years or millions of births. The Lord is giving the love of God so easily through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Still, we have to qualify ourselves by purifying our chanting, but he's made it easy. Before Lord Chaitanya came, there are so many rules, regulations, restrictions, and processes to achieve pure love of God, which for most people were impossible. And of course, in this age, it's impossible for everyone. But anyone and everyone can chant Hare Krishna. But still, even though people chant, it's so easy to chant Hare Krishna, at least it is in principle, still, people don't have any taste for chanting Hare Krishna. We have a tendency to just do our rounds and finish them, or sometimes struggle through them and can't wait till they're over because we have no taste for chanting. We don't really understand the actual benefit of chanting. Even if one's chanting is not up to the standard, still, if they try to chant with sincerity and bringing about as much attention as one possibly can, they will receive the mercy of the Lord, even though the chanting is less than pure. Here it says they are both the benefactors of the universe. They preach the principles of compassion for the living entities. There's no more compassionate manifestation of Krishna than Lord Chaitanya. That was illustrated by the pastime of giving love of God to Jagai and Marai, who were most sinful personalities who had committed so many sins. They were not even interested in anything spiritual, but still they received the highest gift and became great devotees of the Lord. And as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati confirms, when he speaks about this pastime, that this mercy shown to Jagai and Madai is not simply something of a one-time event or it's just some pastime of the Lord in the scriptures. It's a feature of Lord Chaitanya's mercy that is going on daily, even today. So the Jagais and Malais of the world who have no chance to even approach the Lord are given a chance by the Lord's mercy by chanting the holy names of the Lord. They are addressed as Karuna and Vishwambara, merciful and the maintainers of the universe. They preach the religious principles of the age, which we know is the chanting of the holy name. In the form of serving Vishnu and the Vaishnavas through the process of Harinam Sankirtan, which is the only means, this is very much important for devotees to understand, this is the only means of deliverance for the people in this age. You can worship the Lord in so many other ways, but you will not reach perfection in this age because Lord Chaitanya has given us the process, Harinam Sankirtan. So just coming together with a few people maybe even if you don't even have instruments and singing the glories of the holy name, clapping your hands, this is sankirtan, coming together as a group and glorifying Krishna's holy name. This is the means for deliverance in this age. And as we do that, we can develop a taste. Jiva Doya, showing compassion for other living entities, and Vaishnav Seva, serving the Vaishnava. So this is Lord Chaitanya's three-part program. Nam Ruchi, Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Doya. Nam Ruchi means chanting the holy names and developing a taste. Showing compassion for other living entities, Jiva Doya, and serving other Vaishnava. Okay, keep continue, go down the page some more. And now it describes a little bit more about their physical forms. The arms of great personalities stretched to their knees, as the words Ajanulambita Bhujo. Ordinary persons don't have arms like that. They show all the great symptoms of great personalities as stated in the Shastras. One whose measures 4 cubits in height and breadth by his own hand is celebrated as a great personality. Such a person is called Nyagroda Paramandala. Lord Chaitanya's Bali is Nyagroda Parimandala. His arms stretched to his knees. His eyes are actually like lotus flowers and they stretch all the way to his ears. The beauty of a sesame flower is compared, or the nose of the Lord is compared to a beautiful sesame flower. And the moon has always been known as a feature of beauty, which is compared to the face of Lord Chaitanya. Continue. And although they're the Supreme Lord themselves, they come as their own devotee to give shelter to all devotees. They are spiritually beautiful, they attract all living entities. And one verse from the Mahabharata, the Vishnu Sarasya Nama Strota, Suvarna Varna He Mango Varna Dasya Chana Nagadi. In his early pastimes, the Lord appeared as a householder, and he had a golden complexion. His limbs are as beautiful, his body smeared with pulp of sandalwood, appear like molten gold. Just to visualize or see the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya would make the beauty of this world look very pale and undesirable. Now here's a verse written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sankirtana Bharata Kasi Krishna Chaitanya Sankirta Yagyatana Bhajase Danya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of Sankirtan. One who worships him through Sankirtan is fortunate indeed. So although we spread the Sankirtan movement, and though devotees are very much aware of Sankirtan, still generally we don't have attraction for doing kirtan for whatever reason. But once you develop an attraction, you will enter into the mood of Lord Chaitanya's special mercy. As you see, if you see forms of Lord Chaitanya, you'll see that he is in three different postures, that you can see him in his different manifestations of himself. One posture, his both arms are straight over his head, and his left leg is moving forward and his right leg is backward. And then you have Lord Nityananda, where his left leg is backward and his right leg is moving forward. So they're in a dancing mood. So they're dancing like this. And So the Lord is dancing. We see, we hear how Lord Chaitanya would dance all the time during the kirtan. And his dancing was just like the entire earth would shake when Lord Chaitanya would dance. And everyone would go into ecstasy just to see one small portion of his dance was enough to bring a person's consciousness to pure love for Krishna. He is known as Gaur Nataraj. He is the king of all dancers. And Lord Nityananda is known as Nittai Nataraj. So Lord Chaitanya liked to dance. Then another form of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda is that they have one arm raised above their head and the other arm is coming down alongside of their body and out, and the hand is moving outward. So one arm up and one arm down. You see forms of the deities that are in that particular pose. That is also dancing, but this one is dancing in ecstasy. So this one is even more of the dancing mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in ecstasy. So that's the second form or pose you'll see the deities in. And the third is not a dancing pose. It's Lord Chaitanya extending his arms straight forward with his palms upward. And in this particular mood, he is giving complete mercy to the conditioned souls. You'll see a deity like that called Dameshwara Mahadev. It's in a place called Koladweep, in one of the islands of Navadweep in Mayapur Dham. And there's a beautiful temple, Dameshwar Mahadev, where that deity of Lord Chaitanya was carved by one of his followers after the Lord departed. It was done as a gift to Lord Chaitanya's wife, Vishnu Priya. When Lord Chaitanya left and took sannyas, he wanted to benedict his wife, so he arranged for a carving of himself in that particular form to be given to his wife when she worshipped that form throughout her whole life. And now that deity is in Koladweep in one temple there, and he's called Dameshwara Mahadev, beautiful deity, big deity. When you go there, perhaps some of you have seen the deity. It's so attractive. He has a huge smile on his face and he's extending himself, offering full mercy, full benedictions to the conditioned souls. So these are the three forms that the Lord manifests in his deity form. It says here, in his early pastimes, he is known as Vishwambar because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus saves the living beings. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's very merciful. But Krishna has shown unlimited mercy in this particular form of himself as Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada would give a little antidote to try to help us understand how merciful Lord Chaitanya is. And the antidote would be is two persons are talking, they're friendly. So one decides to give some money to the other one. So he takes out some money and he says, here, this is for you. I want to give it to you. And the other person says, oh, thank you very much. But no, no, you keep it. Thank you. I can see you're so kind. But no, out of his natural humility, he doesn't want to take it. But the other person says, no, you please take it. And the other person says, no, no. And finally, the person who wants to give the money, he takes the money and he pushes it into the pocket of the other person and says, now you have it. So that's Lord Chaitanya. Even if you don't want it, you get it. As long as you stay near Lord Chaitanya, you'll get it. He's very merciful. And Prabhupada would also, and there's a verse that illustrates this, Prabhupada would say, just try to understand how merciful Lord Chaitanya is. And you may use your great intelligence and all of your previous successes in understanding things, but you will never be able to even come close to understanding how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So one who takes shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very fortunate, and that shelter comes by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling alone through one area, he was on his way to Jagannath Puri, and he could see in this area there was no Vaishnavas. And he was feeling very unhappy just being in that area. And then he saw two little boys, they were herding some cows. So he came by, and then he saw that they were chanting Hare Krishna. And he said, oh, you two boys, you are great souls. I have been traveling, and I've not heard anyone chant the holy names of the Lord, but now I'm hearing it from you. Thank you. And he starts showering his praise upon these two young boys. Just by hearing the holy name, Lord Chaitanya was so appreciative. Now that's Lord Chaitanya. He's very kind, and he likes when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he also, one of his other qualities, which was very outstanding, is that he loved to serve his devotees. He served his devotees more than his devotees could even imagine. We were narrating just the last 4 days, the Mahaprakash Leela of Lord Chaitanya, 21 hours in the house of Srivas Thakur, where Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then giving out benedictions and benefits and gifts to all his devotees. And one by one, he was offering them so much gratitude for who they were and glorifying them, and also explaining how he secretly came to them when they were in distress, and not even knowing who he was, he relieved their distress in different ways. So this is Lord Chaitanya. He loves to serve the devotees. So anyone who develops that mood of Vaishnav Seva, serving the devotees, really becomes dear to Lord Chaitanya, because he simply made that his means to serve in this world, to chant Hare Krishna, and very, very lovingly served the devotees. Okay, so a reference is given in the Atharva Veda, second Kanda, describes, please preserve me by sustaining the universe, O Vishwambar, upholder of the universe. So here in the Atharva Veda, we find a statement glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So sometimes people find it difficult to understand who Lord Chaitanya is in terms of his position as the Supreme Lord. And so here in the original Vedas itself, there are four original Vedas, the Atharva, the Rig Veda, the Kshama Veda, and the Yajur Veda. So these are the Shrutis, the original Vedas. So we find even in the regular Vedas, we find reference to Lord Chaitanya. Here, the word Dvija, in the verse that we chanted at the beginning, refers to Chaitanya who are dressed as Brahmins but have taken the role of acharyas. In other words, they are teachers. Only Brahmanas are meant to take sannyas, because kshatriyas and vaishyas are generally not qualified. So according to the ashram, they are dressed as Dvijavara. They took the role of Jagat Guru and taught devotional service to the world. They are the crest jewels of the Brahmanas. In this incarnation, they didn't consider themselves cowherd boys and perform Rasa Leela with other, like Krishna did when he appeared. Okay, the word yuga is explained as follows. A Mahayuga consists of 4,320,000 earthly years. The process of self-realization for Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, is different. One's for meditation, one's for sacrifice, Dwarpa Yuga, Diti worship. So this is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that in this age, the means for self-realization is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kirtaya Dayato Vishnu Tretayam Yajitam Makai Dwarpare Parichayam Jam Kalo Tadari Kirtana. Whatever results one's attained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and Dwarpa Yuga by serving the Lord's feet through deity worship, one can obtain the same simply in this age of Kali by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra Kalir Doshani Deira Jan Asti Eko Mahavun Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Parambhajat. This verse was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Nimi, King Nimi, Kalir Doshanidhi Rajan. Rajan refers to king. King Nimi is being addressed by Sukadeva Goswami saying, this age is so bad. It is an ocean of faults. There are so many faults. We don't need to read the newspapers to understand or hear the news to hear how bad this age is. We see it all around us. This age is needy. Needy means ocean. Dosha, so many faults. But asti echo, what is that echo? Mahagun, kirtana eva krishnasya. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can be free from all material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. So here, this verse, next verse, Kalim Sabha Jayata Anya Gunagya Sarvabhaginaha Yatra Sankirtanaivaya Sarva Sarvato Bilabhyate. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential values of this age. So this age, although it's so bad, it has one good quality. Such enlightened persons worship this fallen age and achieve all perfection in life easily by performance of Sankirtan. Goloka Premadan Harinam Sankirtan Ratin Jan Milo Kene Upai. So in this age, the Lord has descended along with the Harinam Sankirtan to enlighten and spread the glories of the Lord everywhere. This is the panaceum, Enechi Asari Mayam, Nasi Baralagi, Harinam Mahamantra, Lao Tumi Magi. In this age, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the medicine for all ills. We don't need all the medicines that are being publicized and promoted by the secular world for saving us from diseases. All we need is the medicine of the holy name. That is the medicine in this age, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has empowered the holy name with all of the mercies of the Supreme Absolute Truth are fully manifested in the chanting of the holy name. So there's no one who becomes attracted and attached to chanting of the holy name will understand everything on all levels and find complete, perfect peace, happiness, and achieve the goal of life, Prema Pumartha Maham. There's no greater mercy manifested than Lord Chaitanya delivering himself. He is merciful, and he is showing the supreme mercy through the chanting of the holy name. Okay, so this is all one purport for that verse. So, and then it goes on just to say, Srimad Bhagavatam, go down the page a little more. Yeah, this is the verse that we quoted earlier, Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sangopanga Saparshadam Yajnai Sankirtanai Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. So here the word Tusa Krishnam is Krishna refers to blackish. He is not blackish, he's golden in color. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. In other words, Krishna has come in a golden color. This is his. And he's accompanied by associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Weapons, it means his devotees. There are his weapons. And here it describes him coming in different colors and different ages. In white in Satya Yuga, red in Treta Yuga, and blackish in Dwarpa Yuga, and yellow in the Kali Yuga. And we have to understand that Lord Chaitanya does not appear in every Kali Yuga. He appears once in every 1,000 Kali Yugas. And Krishna also, who precedes the appearance of Lord Chaitanya at the end of Dwarpa Yuga, appears also on the same cycle. So both appear only once in every 1,000 Kali Yugas. We can imagine what mercy we have been given, having been present about at this particular time. Although the age is so bad and is full of so many anomalies and so many horrible things that go on in this age, we can just to think about what goes on in this age perpetrated by human beings is like more the worst kind of horror movie you could possibly even create. Even what goes on in real life is worse than what they can put on the screen in these movies of sensationalism. But simply because Lord Chaitanya has come and he's given the mercy, Harinam Sankirtan. And as it says here, he is more magnanimous than any avatar, Krishna himself, bestowing freely pure love for Krishna. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita said, Sarva Dharma Pradikshit Jam Mam Ekam Saranam Brajam. Aham Tvam Sarva Palpe Bhyo Moksa Yishyami Masu Chaha. Krishna made it a little difficult. He said, you got to surrender to me and then you'll get my mercy. But Krishna, after he said that, and then he was thinking, I think I made it too difficult. Not too many people are coming. Instead of reading the Bhagavad Gita to come to the point of devotional service, people read the Bhagavad Gita simply for some scholastic or some philosophical knowledge. They see Bhagavad Gita as a nice philosophical or spiritual text. But how many people are actually surrendering to Krishna, making devotional service their focus in life? So Krishna was seeing, I've come, I've given the formula, but no one's taking it. So then he said, then the Lord thought, I have to make it more attractive. So he came as Lord Chaitanya. And he didn't say surrender. He said chant Hare Krishna. When you feel happy, dance. And when you get tired, eat some nice foodstuffs offered, known as Krishna Prasadam. This is the formula that Lord Chaitanya has given. Yeah, so this other verse here, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doyakara Vichar Vicharkara Chaita Para Chamatkara. If you're indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot begin to understand how merciful and how kind he is. When Prabhupada was in, he came to the Atlanta, Georgia temple in 1975, in the very end of February. And he came, and devotees from all over the world, all over the world of USA came to see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada sat, and he sat, and in that particular temple, there are two beautiful brass, huge deities of Gornitai, which make up the main altar. They sit in the center altar. On the right side is Radha and Krishna. On the left side, there is Jagannath. But years ago, there was no Radha Krishna. There was only Jagannath in Gornitai when Prabhupada was there. Later on, Radha and Krishna came. But in that center altar, which is still the center altar today, when Prabhupada started to begin his lecture, he started to talk about how merciful these two brothers are who have come to give. Prabhupada's mind became very contrite. His voice started to falter. And at one point, he remained completely quiet. When that happened, the entire assembly of Vaishnavas also remained quiet, wondering what was going to happen. You have to mute that, whatever that distraction is. When Prabhupada was in that silent state, the devotees were wondering what's going to happen. And Prabhupada, they could see Prabhupada was actually showing some emotion. He was crying. And then he opened his eyes and he said, just have kirtan. He couldn't speak. He was just thinking in his heart how kind these two brothers are, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So this is a little bit about the unlimited ocean of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is greater than the limited ocean that makes up the faults of Kali Yuga. Although there's an ocean of faults in Kali Yuga, it's limited compared to the unlimited mercy and characteristics, qualities, activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Lord Nityananda. And they have brought with them Advaita Acharya, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, and Sri Vasa Thakur, along with all their associates, to purify the entire world through Nam Sankirtan. And here's a beautiful verse. These two have arisen over the eastern high of Gaudiya. Sri Guru Dui Jagatir Hoya Sadan Goda Desha Purushara Kala Udai E Chandra Suya Duya Paramam Sadaya Jagatir Bhagye Goda Karila Udai. Being compassionate to the fallen state of the world, these two, the sun and the moon, are very kind to the people of the world. Thus, for all good fortune of all, they have appeared on the horizon of Bangladesh, Bangla. One day, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sanodito Puro Daya Pushpanvanto Chitto Sando Tamo Nudo. These are all beautiful, beautiful glorifications of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. What would the world be without the sun and the moon? there would be no life. So for the devotees, there's no life without the sun of Lord Chaitanya and the moon of Lord Nityananda. So this is, Well, this verse goes on. Okay, that's the end. That is, now we're coming to verse number two. Go to the last paragraph. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to an abominable person like me? Krishna Kaviridas Kaviraj talks about the glories of Lord Nityananda. Okay, so we'll stop there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Nityananda Ram ki, Sri Gaur Purnima upcoming ki, 2021 ki.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a beautiful, beautiful class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, anybody having any question, please go ahead.
Comments are also welcomed.
Thank you, Maharaj Ananta Koti Dhanvat Pranam for your blessing. Hari Hari Gauranga Gurudev Vijay. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hari Hari. Okay. Thank you. So everyone, prepare your hearts and minds and your life with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From now until 28th, we can make that our focus and more, just to hear more about Lord Chaitanya, sing the beautiful bhajans created by the great souls, which glorify the mercy and the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So many beautiful, beautiful bhajans by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Lochan Das Thakur, and many others glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dear Govinda Prabhu.
Maharaj. Dhanwad.
Dhanwad. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Speak something.
Maharaj, you have said everything so nicely. What can I add?
Whatever you add will be like the topping of the cake.
I cannot top you, Maharaj. I am not capable. Thank you.
Lord Chaitanya will inspire you.
I have been crying all the time you are writing this thing, you know.
Your love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is your tribute to his glorification.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare.
Yes,
Mahaprabhu is so merciful. We should all be crying because we have been given the greatest benediction ever. Even more merciful than Krishna could ever be is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you. We are blessed by your parents. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj, so much.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the beautiful, beautiful class and glorifying Lord Gauranga and how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this process very, very easily. Like, as you said, that Bhagavad Gita was very hard for the people to take it. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us everything easily, you know, just chant and have prasadam. You get Krishna Prema and you can go back to Godhead. Very, very nice, Maharaj. And as you said, we should be full of in consciousness of Gauranga all these days until 28 and chant more and please Gauranga. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Hare Bol.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your association.
I am. Hare Krishna. I'm just a little insect trying to find some place to land. That's all. Lalita Tangi Radha.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please accept our respectful obeisances and thank you so much for your continued association. And when we hear the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a person who have dedicated his life to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, it's so nectarian, Maharaj. It comes straight from your purity and from your heart, and we absolutely don't deserve this, but this we can understand the causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by giving us an opportunity to hear his great devotees like yourself. Hari Bol, wow, so beautiful.
That's Lord Chaitanya here in Slovenia.
Hari Bol.
We have Panchatattva, but this is the Lord Chaitanya of our Panchatattva. He's big.
Beautiful.
Gauranga.
So, Maharaj, my question is, there could not have been a better time than now that Srila Prabhupada has taken the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it all around. And we have to make it back to Godhead by His mercy. So many other things also are involved in that. He says the verse Trinadapi Suni Chena, and that's the only thing he said, but that's inclusive of everything that, you know, it's not easy to do that. So how do I make myself not miss this mercy and get back to his lotus feet?
Well, it's not very difficult. It's just takes awareness about what is available. When we understand the treasure, then we will, once we touch it, we'll go for the whole thing. The treasure is there within our heart, which is pure love of God. It becomes awakened when we serve the Vaishnavas and we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya's three-part program, Jiva Doya, Vaishnav Seva, Nam Ruchi. That's what he emphasized. Those three, everything else was extra. Serve the Vaishnavas. How Lord Chaitanya served the Vaishnavas. Unbelievable. It's like the story of Gangadas Bhattacharya, who was Lord Chaitanya's school teacher before Lord Chaitanya became a teacher himself. One night, the Muslims came and they were attacking Navadvip. So, and people were scared. So Ganga Bhattacharya, he took his family and tried to escape. So he went down to the banks of the Ganges to cross the river for safety. But he came in the middle of the night and there were no boats there. And so he was in anxiety, praying to the Lord, please protect me, protect my family. And so the soldiers were everywhere. So he was very fearful. Finally, out of nowhere, a boatman came and pulled his boat up and said, please, get into the boat. He took him and his family across the river to the other side for safety. And then later on, Lord Chaitanya revealed that he was that boatman. He was the boatman. He told that to Gangadas when at the Mahaprakash Leela. He said, you remember when you were afraid that your family would be attacked by these Muslim soldiers, and you were praying to me, and there was no boats. So I descended from Vaikuntha and I came as the boatman. Yeah. The Lord said that. This is how much he served his devotees. That's just one small example. There's so many, many, many wonderful incidents of how the Lord serves his devotees. He liked to serve the devotees. He found great happiness doing it. The devotees were always embarrassed because they knew Lord Chaitanya was always trying to serve them, and they were trying to avoid it and trying to serve him. So it became a competition who could serve better. And Lord Chaitanya would always win.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Yeah. That's why he made another statement. He said, those who chant the holy names of the Lord with attachment and do not find fault with others, especially Vaishnavas, will receive my full mercy. So the full mercy of the Lord Chaitanya comes when one chants the holy name and doesn't find fault with others. Adosha Darshi. Dosha means fault. Adosha means no faults. Darshi means to see. One who does not see the faults of others. Lord Chaitanya made that statement. So yeah, he's not only did he serve the Vaishnavas, but he was always very strong upon those who offended Vaishnavas.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. What are some of the things we can do to prepare for Gaur Purnima? I would suggest, and this is what I'll be doing, and we're doing it every day on my conference, we're singing, is that you can read about Lord Chaitanya's Leelas from Chaitanya Charitamrita every day, which will prepare your heart and mind for his appearance. That is probably the most direct. You can have kirtan. That will also bring Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And what would be really nice is to bring the devotees together and have bhajans, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. There are so many bhajans, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also Narottam Das, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Doya Koda Mohore. Homa Bina Kedayala. So that song we sing every day in the Mayapur Dham, just after Lord Chaitanya appears, We greet the Lord with that song. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doya Gaura More Toma Bina Kedayal Jagat Samsare. And that's by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. We also do it here in our temple in Ljubljana every day also, right after we greet the deities here, because we have Panchatattva deities here. So that's a beautiful song. And there's so many other beautiful bhajans. One of my favorite, I'm not sure of the author, is Nava Gauravaram Nava Pushpasaram Namahe Maturam Pranamami Sachi Sutta Gauravaram Pranamami Sachi Sutta Gauravaram. That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful melody of chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya, 8 verses describing in detail his activities, his physical qualities, and his transcendental pastimes. Yeah. Nava Gaura Varam. You can look that up. Nava Gaura Varam, Varam. That's the first 3 lines in the song. You could find it, probably find it on kksongs.org. Yeah, that's the verse. Nava Gauravaram Navam Pushpasaram Nava Bhavadaram Nava Lashyaparam Nava Hashyakaram Nava Hemavaram Anamami Sachi Sutta Gauravaram. And there's 8 beautiful verses that go on all the way down. And then you'll see the translation. His complexion is like the hue of fresh cream tinged with kumkum. He is the ever-fresh cupid who shoots arrows of new blossoming flowers. He bears newer and newer moods of emotional ecstasies. He is fond of performing novel dances. He makes ever new jokes that cause much laughter. His brilliant luster is like freshly cast gold. I bow down to Gauda, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. The translation, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. I'm not sure of the author of this song, but it's a beautiful song. Yeah. I don't think the author is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Yes. It's called Sachi Sutta Mastika. So when we were visiting the temple in Chaupati before the Gaura Purnima festival, every day for 1 week, before the festival, the devotees would make that part of the morning program, that song. We would sing that every day. Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful, beautiful song. Okay, I have another talk coming up later on this afternoon, which is not too far away. Again on Lord Chaitanya, so I have to, exit at this particular time. So I want to thank all the devotees for their participation. And as we have heard, there is an ocean of devotional nectar available at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association this morning. Thank you so much. I would like to offer my obeisances to you, Maharaj. Vancha kalpa taro bhyasya kripa.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Tiffany, Parma Saki, Brinda Gopika, Shama Gauri, Nitta Kishori, Pritam Jodi, Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Radhe Jai Sri Radhe. Your name just causes us to feel exceedingly happy and remember Srimati Radharani.
Guru Maharaja's mercy.
Yes, yeah, we could. Yes, it is Guru Maharaj's mercy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Lalita Dinabandhu.
Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
And the Gopika. Hello, Daki.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hi.
And Vrunda. Thank you. We'll see you all again next week, which is right on the eve, of Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes, now we have our parikrama by Padmasakhi Mataji. Mataji, take over.
Thank you, Mataji. Okay, thank you all everyone for joining. Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, am I audible?
Yes, Mataji, yes.
Okay, so I don't know if we'll be able to cover everything because we have 20 minutes. This has like a lot of places to cover, but we will see how much we can do today. So we will start praying to Sri Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Panchatattva, Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Parampara and all the assembled devotees so that we will do this parikrama with a humble mood. Okay, so today we will be seeing Godruma Dweep. This has like so many pastimes in every, like each and every place. So Godruma Dweep signifies Kirtanam. So see, this is the path. We started at Antardweep, then we went to Simantadweep, then today we are coming to Godruma Dweep. And here these are the places like Suvarna Vihar. And from there, tomorrow we will go to Madhya Dweep. So this is the path that we are taking. So if you have to go to Godruma Dweep, you have to take boat and cross Mother Ganga. Okay, so in Navadweep, Bhavatharanga, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, like he writes, to the west of Narasimhapalli, that is what we will see. Narasimhapalli is a beautiful Narasimhadev temple. So flows the Gandaki River, which is beyond Alakananda River and Kasi Kshetra. So Kashi also comes here. Shiva is here. He said, I shall then see the place in Vraja where King Indra and Surabhi cow worship Lord Krishna. We will be going there also, Surabhi Kunj. Within the entire three worlds, there is no place comparable to Godruma. It is in this forest where Markandeya Rishi got the mercy of Gaura. We will see that pastime also. So, Godruma lies close to River Saraswati, whereas the other place where we have seen in Antardweep, the Ishodhyana and the Radha Kund, they are close to Mother Ganga. So, he said, oh, my dear mind, just worship the forest of Godruma and soon behold the transcendental treasure of the pastimes of Lord Gaura. Sorry, I went going back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in all the nine islands, but it is said that this is one of the place where in Godruma Dweep where Lord Chaitanya danced like for more number of times. He was here for a long time. So then we'll see why is this named as Godruma Dweep. But before that, we will see this place is in correspondence with the Nandagram. If you see in Vrindavan, we have seen the Nandeshwar Parvat, Nandagram is there, and all the cowherd folks are all there on Nandagram. So even this place is similar to Nandagram, this Godrumadweep. Manima used to eat nice milk sweets which were given by the neighboring Brahmana families, and they all would go to herd the cows. And then the boys would say, hey, Nima, you are a Gopala, you're dressed in Brahmana, like a Brahmana. It doesn't suit you. It doesn't suit you at all. Come on, let me carry you. Like that, they would carry, they would play like that. And the cows also, they would stop eating, stop taking care of the calves, and they would, move. Like, as soon as when they see Lord, like Nimai, they would immediately start, make mooing. Then everything they stopped. This is all mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Navadvip Bhavatharanga. So he will say, he's also writing, will such a day ever be mine? When will I see a pure love laden Godruma pastimes performed? When will I see all those pastimes performed? And when will I see them in the mood of cowherd boys? So he'll be praying like that. Then he will also pray, okay, I will stay in my house. He has his house in Godrumadip, which we will be seeing too. So let me stay in my house and, let me fix my mind in a humble mood to serve the Lord. So he says that. Now, why is this called as Godrumadip? So now today it is called as Gadi. Like there is a line on top, A and A. So it's Gadi Kacha. As I said, these are all Bengali names. I don't know if you are I'm pronouncing correctly. So it's called as Gadi Gacha now, but initially it was Godrumadvi. So it has two words. One is Go, which means cow. Druma means tree, and Dvipa means island. So this cow under the tree in this island did meditation on the Lord. So let's see what has happened. So what happened was, we all know the Govardhan Leela, where Indra, created, he was sending a lot of storms and Krishna was holding 7 days, 7 nights. And after all that pastime was happened, then Indra was forgiven, like we saw in Antardip, where Brahma again came to Antardip. So similarly, Indra also was feeling very, very sad. And we know during that time, he brings Surabhi cow because he was thinking Krishna might not forgive, and he brings Surabhi cow along with him. So he was worried. He was thinking, see, I was not able to realize, I was not able to understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he gets very worried. In the further, maybe I will again forget and repeat the same mistake. Then he will go to Surabhi Kundi. He'll go to Surabhi. And he will approach Mother Surabhi, and Mother Surabhi will say, okay, don't worry, please meditate on Lord Gauranga. So what will they do? He will take the help of Surabhi, and Surabhi and Lord Indra, both of them together under a banyan tree, they were meditating on Lord Gauranga. That's called, they were doing Gaura Bhajan at Surabhi Kunj. Then Mahaprabhu will appear and he says, my dear Indra, I know what is your desire. So in my next incarnation, when I come, you will not get bewildered. So he gives that boon because Indra was worried that in future, maybe I will repeat the same. So now Mahaprabhu came and he said, okay, don't worry. You will not forget. You will not get bewildered. So that's why this place is called Godrumadvi, because Go is cow, Druma is tree, under a banyan tree, the Surabhi cow on this island was meditating on the pastimes, that was doing Gaura Bhajan, meditating on Lord Gauranga. So that is why that's how the name came. So now first we are going to Surabhi Kunj. Before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, later he moved to that place also, we will see. Before he moved to that place, that is called as Swananda Sukaja Kunj, Sukada Kunj. Before moving that, for a decade almost, he stayed at this place, Surabhi Kunj. He wrote Sharanagati here, and a Jaiva Dharma book he wrote here. And also, he started the Namahatta preaching program here. He started all those things at this place. And in 1512, why Bhaktivinoda Thakur chose this place to start the Namahatta preaching program on a large scale? Because even in 1512, on the instructions of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu had come. He made Surabhi Kunj as the headquarters. He came here and he was preaching and he was requesting everybody. I got all this information from Mayapur. Once they did the live at this place, so they have mentioned all these points that Nityananda Prabhu had come and he also did the preaching. He was requesting everybody, oh, please take the names of Gaura, please take the names of Krishna. So that's why even Bhaktivinoda Thakur chose this place for his Namahatta preaching program. So this is the same very building. There were some renovations that took place, but this building is the original building where Bhaktivinoda Thakur stayed here before moving to the Sukhada Kunj. And here, when he was doing the job, he was a judge at Krishnanagar court. Then he was staying here only. This is a very, very powerful, potent place because Bhaktivinoda Thakur stayed here. And we know he's the one who revived all the Gaudiya philosophy back. If he was not there, we wouldn't even have known all these things. So then Bhaktivinoda, actually here, if you see, so this is a beautiful view, so beautiful. And you can see the TOVP temple also, very, very beautiful. And see, if you see this Tulsi Maharani's place where they kept, this is there since Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time. So the same thing is there even till now. And also, now that the banyan tree where Surabhi meditated is not there, like it's not, you cannot see it visibly, but if there are great souls, you know, then they can definitely, they can figure out. But there are a lot of bamboo sticks and, like, you know, lot of trees. It indicates that that is a place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was chanting every day. And close to this place, there is a bathing site of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he would take bath every single day. And these are the deities in Surabhi Kunj. So then again, the next story, the next pastime is the story of Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi was also at this island. So we know Markandeya Rishi in Bhagavatam, it's mentioned he's the son of Brikhanda Rishi. And we know he had this boon from Lord Shiva, I think from Lord Shiva. Yeah, that he will survive for 7 kalpas. Even when the whole creation is annihilated, then also still he is there. So what happened? So after destruction, so there is nothing. And he was floating in water. Sometimes the waves are high, sometimes the waves are low. You know, and sometimes there are sharks, some there is no food. And he was actually regretting, why did I get this boon? You know, it's suffering, it's not a boon, right? Because imagine there is nobody in the creation and you're all by yourself. So what happened? Then he lost his senses. He came to this particular place when he was floating. He was on this Navadvip island, and then he lost his senses. Then Surabhi Kau picked him up. And Surabhi Kau picked him, and when he got the senses back, Surabhi Kau fed her own milk. And then he was asking, like, I'm suffering so much. No, this is not a boon, I'm suffering. Please help me. What can I do? Then Surabhi says that, worship the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. Then he will ask, okay, I will worship. And when I see the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga, what will happen to my destiny? Then Surabhi says, as soon as you utter Gauranga, your karma is destroyed. You are free from all the birth of, like, cycle of birth and death. And not only the result of your karma is gone, the result of your jnana is also gone. So she says that. And in another version, in another Purana, it is mentioned that Markandeya Rishi will be floating like this. He is floating during the time of devastation, and he comes to this beautiful island, the Navadvip. And then under a banyan tree, he sees a bluish small boy, bluish boy, who keeps, like, Vatapatra Sai. We see that Krishna keeps his finger because he wanted to taste what is there in his lotus feet, and he keeps the feet in his mouth. Same in that position, he will see a boy, bluish bag boy under a banyan tree. And then he will go and he will, Markandeya Rishi will go and he will ask, then he will talk and he will talk to that bluish bag boy. That's another version. But in this book, Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj has written this pastimes. But in live, I have heard, like, there's another version. Recently, they did Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, I think 2020 or sometime they have mentioned that in another version where he sees, instead of seeing Surabhi Kau, he sees this bluish black boy under a banyan tree, Krishna. And then he will talk to Krishna. He will say, like, how can I understand your material illusion? Then Krishna says, oh, you want to understand my material illusion? And then the discussion goes like that. But anyways, so Markandeya Rishi was also here. And then Surabhi Kau takes, and Surabhi Kau gives suggestion that meditate on Lord Gauranga's lotus feet, and then he starts meditating here at this place at Godhrumadweep. Then we come to Swananda Sukaja Sukada Kunja. So this is the name of Lalita Sakhi's grove. If you remember when we saw in Vrindavan Parikrama, Radhakund, around Radhakund, there are the Ashtasakhi's groves, Kunjas as well, in different corners. And in Shyamakund, there are the Kunjas of the Gopas. So this Kunja's name is Lalita Sakhi. So this was the same name of Bhaktivinod Thakur's Bhajan Kutir from Surabhi Kunj. He moved here, and this is the place where he actually wrote the Navadvip Parikrama Mahatmya that we are seeing every day. When we are seeing, this is all mentioned in the Navadvip Parikrama Mahatmya by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. And he is the one who discovered the appearance place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you remember that pastime, we all know where he was standing at this balcony, and other side of Ganga, he was seeing something very effulgent, and he was thinking maybe that is the birthplace of Lord Gauranga, and he takes Jagannath Das Babaji in a basket, and Jagannath Das Babaji gets so excited, you know, seeing that place. So it's all that, all this work, everything was done, like he was in this balcony here. So he was standing and seeing Mother Ganga. And here you will see Bhaktivinod Thakur's Samadhi is there, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's Samadhi is there. And it is also said that when Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, they all would meet here and talk Krishna Katha. So it's very, 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 very potent and very powerful and very beautiful place. And here we have the bed. This is the room of Bhaktivinod Thakur. His bed and his belongings are there. And these are the deities which were worshipped by Bhaktivinod Thakur, Gaur Gadadhar deities. And what's the time? Okay. And this is another place that we are going. This is all. There is again a beautiful pastime here. It's called Suvarna Vihar. So where is this? This is on the southern side of Saraswati River. As we said, Godramadvip is in, it's around like, it's close to Saraswati. But the other deep that we have seen yesterday, they are all close to Ganga. So in Satya Yuga, there was a king called Suvarna Sen. And he was so rich and he was so materialistically engrossed. Like, how can I become more rich? How can I, you know, do this, do that? Like any other ordinary materialistic person, he was so much engrossed in wealth and name and fame. So one time Narada Muni came and he said, he preaches, like there is a big discussion. He preaches, he says that, you know, after you die, your family members will just, they will finish all the rituals and then they come back. What kind of attachment? What are you doing? Like, do something for yourself, you know, take the names of Lord. All that Narada Muni will be preaching, and he will say, like, your house where your palace is there today, like it's in Navadvip, so such a potent place where Lord is, you know, where Lord appeared, and this place is residing eternally. So you're saying, staying in such a potent and powerful place, and you're not taking the names of the Lord. So somehow after Narada Muni leaves, this Suvarna Sen, he was so moved by all this. But anyway, of course, when the pure devotees speak, especially Narada Muni, we have seen like so many, he goes and he preaches and everybody will become so caught, like they start following bhakti. So then what happens, he will sleep that day night. When the king sleeps that night, he gets a dream where Lord Gauranga is with all his associates, and he's like, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in the center and he's dancing so ecstatically kirtan with all the associates. And in the dream, in this, when Suvarna Sen, he saw in the center there is this moon faced, golden complexioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was not understanding. He was thinking, who is this? You know, who is this Suvarna, like gold color, right? So who is this Suvarna, Varana? Like, who is this person? Vihar, like who is dancing in the center? So he'll be thinking, and then what happens? Lord comes, Lord appears, and he will say that, he will reveal his identity, and he will say, next incarnation when I come, you will appear as Buddhimanta Khan. In my Gaura Leela, you will appear like that, so don't worry. You can, you know, be with me, you can participate in my pastimes. But king will get so impatient because that was Satya Yuga. He has to wait all the way till Lord appears. So he was getting so, sorry. No, no. Lord, so sorry. So what happens is, after Narada Muni leaves, he will meditate on Lord Gauranga and he will get a voice in the sky saying that, don't worry, you will serve me as Buddhimanta Khan in the Kali Yuga. Then he will get so impatient, oh, I have to wait all the way till then. That night he will get the dream. That night he will get the dream and he will be looking like, who is this golden complexioned? Who is this person, Vihar, like who doing dance? Like that he will be thinking and he gets so ecstatic. And all, if you remember, this is the Parikrama path that was taken by Nityananda and he was explaining to Jiva Goswami. And Srivas Thakur was also there while Nityananda Prabhu was explaining all these pastimes. And Srivas Thakur was Narada Muni. So he feels so ecstatic when this pastime was explained by Nityananda Prabhu. And he was like taking the names of Gauranga, Gauranga. And he started dancing. Srivas Thakur, who is none other than Narada Muni. And at this place, right now, we have Radha Govind deities. So there's again a beautiful... How was this place found? So one time, Bhaktisiddha... Maybe after this, I think we can end or we'll go one more. So at one time when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was going for a walk, this was all a jungle area. Lot of tigers were there. Eventually what happened, Ganga, as the places we lose even in Vrindavan. Vrindavan also was lost, right? Up until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswamis came and then they manifested back. So over the years, you know, Ganga was flowing and this place was actually lost. Then when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went for a walk, then he was telling, I think this land is ours. Somehow I feel that this, you know, this belongs to us. So please find the owner. I want to buy this land. Then when they found that owner, the owner was saying, why do you want to buy this jungle? What is there here? I will give you some other place where you can, some other land, which will be useful. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no, I want this land. Please, you know, we want to buy. Then after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati bought this land, then he instructed the disciples, go and dig. Then they all were, you know, digging. And they all found these pillars, like nice pillar. You know how the king's palace those days would be in nice sand, nice stone. They're all carved so beautifully. So they found all these pieces, bits and pieces of the wall. Then they will go and there is one cobra, black cobra with a jewel on top of the head. Then they all will go and inform to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was like, you know, he started crying out and he's like, oh, what I thought is correct. So this is the place, this is the Suvarna Vihar. This is the place where once Suvarna Sen's king's palace was there. And this cobra was, you know, this cobra is none other than, this cobra was guarding this place so that this place will not get spoiled, devastated. So that's how this place was again, identified, found by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Buddhimanta Khan, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu promised to Suvarna Sen, he came as Buddhimanta Khan and he appeared as a very rich person. And he was the one who performed the marriage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya Devi. So that is about... These are the deities, Radha Govinda deities that are there at this place right now. We don't see the palace, but we see this temple with these deities. Maybe I will go one more. Mataji, you think we can see one more pastime or should I end it here, Mataji? Shyam Gauri Mataji?
We can go ahead, Mataji.
Yeah, yes, Mataji, you can go for one more pastime.
Okay, Mataji. So again, if you're going, you will see this place called Amra Ghat. We all know Am means mango. So this pastime is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, where one day, you know, they were performing, the Lord and associates were performing the Sankirtan, and they're all so tired, and then they all sat down and they were all hungry. Then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sows this, he puts this seed in the soil. And then what will happen? Immediately a huge tree will come and lots of mango fruits came. Of course, like many times when we hear these kind of pastimes, it's very difficult to accept and understand. But this is what has happened. And almost 200 fruits and everybody was eating. And the speciality was this mango fruit doesn't have skin and it didn't even have a seed. So, and the fruits come all the 12, all the 12 months. They were growing. I mean, you know, the summer is the season where we get mangoes. Other seasons we don't get, but 12 months they used to come, the fruits used to come, and no skin and no seed. So this was the place where that pastime of Mahaprabhu sowing the mango seed in the soil has happened at Amragat. And this is a very special place. I don't know if some of you, anybody has been there, Mataji, to Hariharikshetra, if you remember. This is a very, very beautiful place. We will see this pastime. So in Hariharikshetra, if you see, you will see half is Vishnu and half is Lord Shiva. So and this is also called as Mahavaranasi because Shiva is staying here and is always saying the names of Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. And it is also said that Lord Shiva, if anybody dies here, it could be like if he's not a devotee also, if anybody leaves their body at this place, it is said that Lord Shiva personally utters the name of Gauranga in the ear of that person at the time of death. So, and one more thing, how... You know, you might be thinking why there is half Shiva and half Vishnu. What happened, if you remember, like Mohini Murti form, then one time Shiva, along with his wife, he comes on the bull because he wanted to see the Mohini Murti form. And Lord, he always wants to fulfill the desires of the devotees. So Lord immediately shows his Mohini Murti form and Shiva gets so bewildered, he gets attracted to that Mohini Murti form. And he again, later he feels very bad. That time, you know, Lord, the Supreme Lord, he will say, there's nothing to feel bad. You know, you don't have to, you know, don't feel bad. It's a pastime you all must be knowing definitely. It's in Bhagavatam also mentioned. So then Lord Krishna says that, You are the manifestation of me. You are none other than my manifestation. So to show that, he will show this unusual form of half Shiva and half Vishnu. So that deity is here. This past time also was mentioned in Mayapur, one of the live sessions. They said this, that he showed the unusual form of half Shiva and half Vishnu to Lord Shiva when he got bewildered seeing Mohini Murti. So that deity is there here. And these deities were stolen in 1999. And what happened? They were so heavy that the robbers who stole, they left in the fields. And there was a big case. The police had come and they were under the custody almost 18 months, close to 2 years. They were in the jail with the police. They didn't give. So after all the judgments and the judge who dealt this case was the distant relative of Srila Prabhupada. So finally, they gave the deities back. So again, in 2001, they were given back. So these are the deities. You see, if you see on one side, there is Mother Parvati and the other side, there is Mother Lakshmi. I think we will stop here, Mataji. It's 9 o'clock. Shyamagauri Mataji, is it okay if we stop? We can see the other pastimes tomorrow. Because Mataji usually ends by 9 o'clock.
Sure, Mataji, we can end here.
Yeah.
Shyamagauri Mataji is also.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Very, very beautiful yatra. Very nice. Thank you so much for taking us to Navadvip Dham.
Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, you think we can see Surabhi Kunja's video at least today?
Yes, Mataji.
Or we have to see too. Tomorrow is
yes, also... yes, 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 Mataji, you can